Folks, you went to doing an Aveira. Who's Zeifkoi? You remember, take a knife and you shecht him. Paragoi. It means the kids have a shade of tshuva. You're doing tshuva. Like he decides to tell you to do Aveira and you decide not to. Umisvadolov. Tomorrow says, Umisvadolov, you do vidui. Malo lakosa kilo kibdu lakarish bochum b'shnei. You give respect to Hashem in two worlds. Hoylo mazev elo mabo. The pasuk says, Zaveach toida yichab donani. A double lashon. Like if you give your Zaveach, you shecht the Yetzara, and you give her door, you misvadi, you do tshuva, like you're praising Hashem, giving him cover twice. Don't be Shulam Alevi. This man should be Semitish Kayim, when there was a base Semitish Kayim, earth and over. But only Shulam Alevi, this man should be Semitish Kayim, or the Makiv Ola, Chara Ola B'yadoi. You bring a Korban Ola, that's it, you have a Korban Ola. Minko, Chara Minko B'yadoi. Avonisha, Baita, Shvola, whoever has a humble heart, Malo of the cost of kilo hikra kola kabonas kulam. That's the best thing with a humble heart. It's like you brought all the kabonas. And then the Bible says, Zivcha lehim ruach nishbara. That's a zedach lekin, a ruach nishbara. First of the humble heart, a broken heart, that's a zedach healing all the kabonas of Hashem. For Leah, not in Israel, Hashem to lost the message. Hashem will listen to Tzvila, won't let be disgusted, the message with his Tzvila. Shem the Bible says, Leiv nishbara, the nitcha, broken heart, elehim lekidza. Hashem will not despise such a person says a set of tefillah. Now the Mishnah says, "Hey, where can we base a skila kias yamas?" When they were still 10 amas away from the base of skila, when the taking this person to receive the skila, only they would say to him, "Listen, his vadi, say vidu now. You're about to die. Say vidu." She came there to call a Muslim. The Derech says, "Anybody's going to die, misvadi, you should say vidu." The work is not done any person. We never know when we're going to die. That's why every single day we're supposed to be tshuva. We never know. Maybe tomorrow we'll die. So every day you're supposed to be tshuva. I call upon him, call a Muslim. Supposed to be true every single day. Kitzke, but you're not crying about tomorrow, or you're racist, we say vidui. She called on a svad, whoever says vidui, the tshuva, yesh the chelik lel mabor. Then you'll be zeh chetel mabor. She came to see me biyochen. Shom alo Yeshua. V'ni, sim no, kovod la Hashem alakei Yisrael. V'tein lo yisrael lo teida. Give her door, like be misvad to Hashem. V'yayin ochen Yeshua, yochen yisrael back Yeshua v'yemna. Om no, shru, om no, kotosi, kaveis, kaveis. I did this myth. Now, Uminan, how do we know she keep her life? How do we know the fact he's Mitzvada? What's Mitzvada? Your confession. He said your confession. How do you know that he was forgiven because of that? She never, the prophet says, V'yayim Yeshua, me'achatonu yakucho Hashem b'yayim azeh. That the dirt that you did was that day. V'yayim azeh at ochr. That one day you're black, you're dirty. V'yayim at ochr le'elam abo, but you won't be dirty le'elam abo. Because you have your kapara. But the name of Yedelus, the name of person doesn't know how to say vidu, doesn't know what to say. The simple way to do is, Oymele, say like this. Oymele, we say to him, Emma, say like this. Say, Misasi kapara. My death should be my forgiveness. I'll call up an earth and all my affairs. That's the kapara he says. Now, you hear the Oymele. In Hoya Yedelus Shum Zimim, let's say the person knows that he does not deserve to be killed. He knows really the agent that said that he killed our agent Venerin. Just he can't prove it. So the person knows it. Oymer, you say like this now. That's what I'm being killed now. It should be a kapara for all other Averis. But not for this Averis that they're killing me for. Because for this Averis, I do not deserve it. For this Averis, it's just a place and there is really a fourth agent. That's what the Yudah says. If the person feels that way, he has the right to say it. Omer the Chum said back, no, we don't let him say that. In Cain if so, Yekolo de Maimekain. If he's allowed to say that, every person will say it, even though it's not true. The guy wants to, Kidei Lenakasatsu, he wants to give himself a nice name. So everybody would say this. Therefore, we don't let anybody say it. It's not nice. If Bezdin now is giving up Sakisa, we have a right to stick up for Bezdin, Makabi, you deserve it, even though you think you do not. Still, the lacher is, we do not stop it. We let the psak go by, you're not a safer case in the basin. Tell me about it. No, when the Pasuk says no, ain't no loss of Makosha, means please. For sure, Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua. Chot Yisrael, Hashem told Yeshua, you know why he lost the war now? Because Christ said the Chet. Omer from the Baruch Shalom, Lemi Chot, Yeshua said Hashem, who did the Chet? Omer Loi, the Chi, Dutar Ani, am I in the former? I don't give out information. Hashem doesn't tell us no, I don't give information. Let, you want to know who did it? Hippo Gairolos, make a lot of it, make a Gairol. Holach to Yeshua went to Yibba Gairolos, and Nafla Gairol Ochen. Cain said, Ochen was one of the Dechet. Omele Yeshua. Yeshua said to Ochen, for Gairolat to Borlai. Omele. So Ochen said to Yeshua. Omele Yeshua.
the girl at the bowl ain't coming to say that I did the chet because of the girl. What's going to be after the Elazar Kohen? Let's say you and Elazar Kohen. Shnei Gdol Yador at him. If I make a girl a fool upon one of you two. So in other words, Ochim is saying you can't trust this girl, I didn't do the chet. So Yeshua said to him, listen, but Bakosh Mekor, I beg you, don't say anything bad about Garolos. There's a lot of it's a big thing. It's from Hashem, and Shasid Eretz Yisrael to Chalak B'Goyol. Christ Eretz Yisrael be given out through the Goyol. Shenema says, Ach B'Goyol Yecholak Yathoret. But rather, Tain Toida, please darken admit that you did the chet. So Amr Avinu Avinu says, Shechud Yishachta B'Mili, Yeshua like bribed Ochim. He's like this, Chlum Nebakish M'Chedol Ahido, I'm only asking you just to admit. As if to say, if you admit, I wouldn't kill you. So Tain Lohedo B'Totter, he Ochim thought that all he has to do is just admit, and he wouldn't be killed. Miyad right away, but Yan Nachman is a shoe of Yemer. Om Nachman Nachman Tosla Hashem Lachay Yisrael. Because then the Gavir says I did this and this, but really it was only Shechet because really Achan did get killed. Yeshua did not mean to say you're going to be free. Of course you will still get Yemisa.
Yehiyan Tosla says Miyad right away. It says that Vayan Achan is Yeshua of Yemer. Om that's true. And every Chatosla Hashem Lachay Yisrael. Vechazois Yisisi. I did like this and like that. So what's the Vechazois? Omer about Yomer Bechavino. Malam has come to teach us Shemuel Ochon Bishlesha Haromim, that three times did Ochon do this chet of taking from Haromim, having enjoyment from something is not supposed to, that was also by Noah. And Shnayim Bimei Moshe, twice it happened Bimei Moshe, Viechon Bimei Yeshua, and once it happened now Bimei Yeshua. Shnayim, because the first thing says, Chazais Vichazais Yisrael, like this and like that, twice like this, three times. Rabbi Yechon Namano, Mishum Reblozer, Rabbi Shimon, Chamisha, that Ochim did it five times already. That our boy Bimei Moshe, four times Bimei Moshe, Viyachim Bimei Yeshua. Shnei Matzad Naposik, Anochi Chotosi, Vichazais, Vichazais, Asisi. Like twice, Vichazais, twice this, twice that, so that's four, and one now is five. So, what is the question? If so, the Adhashta, my time will Yenish. How come Christ did not get punished up until now? If Ochim did it already twice by Moshe, how come Christ did not get punished before? Some Rabbi Yechmin Meshum Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon that we shlei onash al hanistaris, because the person does not get punished for nistaris for averus that somebody else did hiddenly. In other words, Klai Yisrael got a chet now because they were not mecha like the dinner parsha of Aravis. Klai Yisrael arose from Zelazer, and that only took place after they went over the Yarden, like Rashi says, and they were mekabel kibuleim the brachas mekolos by agrees in Haravol, and they became Aravis from Zelazer. But before that, you do not get punished for an avera that somebody else does, hiddenly, privately. Achovu yisrof the yardin, until they went over the yardin, and then they were makabah the pasha baravis. So even though one person does the chet the nister, still other kliyos soul will get punished for it. The Gemara says, "Rimi ketanoi, this is a machlekes tanoim." That the pasuk says, "Hanistoris l'Hashem alakenu," where we do privately, hiddenly, is only to Hashem. The Hanigloys, what everybody sees openly, Lonu Ulovanenu, that's for us and to our children. What is the Adelim forever? So now, Lomma Nokud Al Lonu Ulovanenu, how come on the top of the word Al, there are dots, the Al Ayin Shebed, and the word of Adelim, also on top of the Ayin, there are dots. But Lama comes to teach us, Shle Onash Al Hanistoris, the Christ will not get punished. If somebody in the Yid does a chet benister, Shavu Yisrael to Yadin until they go over the Yadin. Tivri Rabbi Yud, these are the words of Rabbi Yud. Omele Rabbi Nechemio, Vichy Onesh Shalom Nistaros, the Erev, he also know, Chayesel never receives punishment if one person does a chet, benister. There's no Dina Ravis, like how are we supposed to know he did the chet? Talloy Kronem, the Potsuk says, Ad Olam, that will never be punished for somebody else's chatoim that he does benister. Ele Rav Rav Shatel like this, Kishem Shlei Onus, Onesh Al Hanistaros, Kachli Onesh Al Oinshin Shebegoli Ad Shavu Yisrael Tiyadin. The same way that by Nistaros the Chet is done privately, you know, other people never get punished. The same way even the Chatoim that a Jew does openly, the other Jews do not get punished until after they went over the Yadin. Until they were Makam with the Din of Aravis, Zel is there, and Aravis is only if you know that the person did a Chet. So more is the question. Erev Sol, like according to Rashi, according to Nehemiah, that says that on a Nistar you never get punished. If so, Ochin, my time, Yanish, how come